Hello and welcome to the Everyday Adventure Podcast. My name is Nikki Bass and I will be bringing you thoughts and ideas and hopefully some inspiration on how to build more adventure into your everyday life.
So today I am so excited to welcome Natalie Bannister to the show. So Natalie is the founder of Gutsy Girls, which is an adventure travel company and community that aims to connect like-minded women through sport and adventure. And some of the adventures they go on include stand-up paddleboarding through the Norwegian fjord. She does skateboarding lessons in London, surf lessons out in Portugal. There's so many incredible ideas and adventures out there. And I first came across Gutsy Girls probably a couple of years ago. It was just as I was starting out with my business. And I loved the message. I loved the whole ethos of what Natalie was doing in terms of the inclusivity of trying to get as many women out and enjoying adventure sports as possible, creating this safe space. And given the sort of the disproportionate lack of women in adventure sports who feel that that's something that's available to them, creating these sort of safe spaces and communities which are about fun and enjoyment and just giving things a go, I just think is absolutely vital. So Natalie, welcome to the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you. I feel all teary-eyed from that introduction. I'm like, firstly, can I take notes? Because that's like, you've nailed it as what we do. And I'm like really bad at articulating it when people are like, okay, give me your elevator pitch. So yeah, I'm like, oh, I need to read. I'm definitely listening to this one and taking notes and changing our bios and the ethos and everything to fit exactly what it is. But yeah, thank you. I'm excited. This is my first podcast.
I can't believe that. And I'm so excited that this is your first.
I'm excited to get in. And yeah.
Brilliant. My first question then really is going back to that, you know, what inspired you to get started? Why did you decide to set up Gutsy Girls?
Wow. Where did I start? So I moved to London 5 years ago and I was living in Portugal and working out in a surf camp. I have a really long story. I don't know how to cut it down. So I lived out in Portugal after being a teacher, being made redundant, moved to Portugal, lived in a surf camp, worked in a surf camp, and then fell in love with a boy who lived in London. And so I had to move here to be with him. And then I moved here and I had no friends or community and I had no idea how to make friends. That makes me sound like I don't have any friends. That's a bit weird. they wrote that in the metro. That's a whole other story. So yeah, I found it really hard to find a community and a place where I fit in. I worked freelance and this is kind of co-working spaces weren't really cool then and it wasn't really something that it is now. So I was working freelance and I worked from home and I had no community. So I joined a rowing club and learned how to row at the age of 30 or just before 30. And it's incredible. I recommend any woman who wants to try a new sport and find community to try rowing. The only thing is it's a huge commitment to your life. And I loved being out on the water every weekend, but it just didn't fit me right in my lifestyle. I still wanted to be active and do surfing, sports, and all the things that I love. But rowing kind of took over. But I was like, how do you galvanize that kind of community and that spirit that you get in a women's rowing crew and turn that into activities? And so it just kind of grew from there. Started off with events in London. And then, yeah, because I worked and lived in Portugal in surf camps and led women-only trips, why can't I do that for Gutsy Girls and kind of carry it on? Really, when I first started hosting women-only trips in Portugal, I was kind of given free rein. I worked at a great lodge and it was kind of like, do what you want. You're the marketing, you're the person who can come up with what you want. And I was like, okay, we'll try a women-only one. I didn't really get it. So I was definitely in my 20s and I was like, I'm going to Portugal to meet some really hot surfer guys. And so that was kind of what I imagined what surf camps would be like. Turns out all of the hot surfer guys already know how to surf and they don't go to surf camps. I'm really sorry, girls, I've ruined that dream for you. But it was amazing to have women together and learning a sport in a non-competitive environment. And that's kind of what was amazing. And I was like, how do you, just do that over and over again, but in different sports and that kind of space. And then I guess from there, it's grown into this incredible community that is, connects like-minded women because there's that kind of tie, there's that activity that you tie yourself to. And everyone asks me about age and it's a really interesting one that I always struggle to answer because the women who join us are from 18 to 69 was our oldest Gutsy Girl. And age is such a it's definitely not a barrier to adventure. And actually by doing an activity, you draw like-minded women and the ages doesn't matter. It all blurs together. And I think that was what's was incredible about the sports and the things that we run is because you've all been drawn to that activity. So you've already got a connection there, and you're all kind of, there was something there was like, oh, I need to do that. And so that is your connection. And so age is totally not a factor in our community. Using sports and adventures, you draw the like-minded women together and really creating a space that you can be a beginner. And that was really important to me, and take that intimidation out of it and remove the coolness of being an adventure and all of the things attached and the barriers that prevent us from doing things that we thought we wanted to do, but maybe we're past the age that we should try new things and stuff like that. It's definitely not that. It's yeah, it's about bringing people together and getting people out of their comfort zone and doing it together.
That was incredible, and I think will resonate with so many people. And I think also what you're doing obviously has connected with so many women, because your growth has just been incredible from your first sort of idea to all the different adventures you're running and everything you've got going on. I guess I've got two questions really, and they're sort of related, but firstly, I mean, have there been any real challenges with that, or just in generally with getting set up? You have this idea and then suddenly it's this, you know, this really big, the business that actually people are relying on you to put these holidays and these adventure and these trips on, you know, what's some of the challenges around that?
Oh, wow. This year has been a whole nother challenge. That's that's a whole nother story. But yeah, it kind of started off really as a passion project. And I think the great thing about it was that the reason I really wanted to do it was because I was in a position where I didn't need to make money. And so I felt guilty about that in a weird way, that I was like, okay, I'm in a privileged position right now. My partner will support me. So what can I do that makes other people feel great? That was the driving force at the beginning. And I think actually, when you look at it, when you look at and listen to business stories, the people who aren't in it for the money at the beginning, they're the ones that grow, and they're the ones that, because it's passion and it's driven by like a cause. And for me, that was the first thing, was like, okay, I'm in a position where I can create something for other people. What do I want to create and what's important to me? Then it grew, and it grew at a speed that I had never imagined, because it resonated with everybody. And I did have secret ninja skills in Facebook marketing and Google ads and stuff from my previous life. So I did manage to like galvanize my own skills to grow the business. The challenges were, how do you scale, but scale with quality? And I think that's still something that I challenge myself with. And actually today I even broadcasted that this is it. We're not going to add more than we actually add in this year. Because for me, it's really important that the experiences stay really high quality, really, really personal. So it still has that vibe. And I think that's the challenge a lot of businesses face when they're new, is that they scale so quickly, they lose control. And I'm a control freak as well, so I want to keep control. I want to keep, I can't delegate work and all of those things that are really hard when you run a business. And that was really, yeah, being able to help handle the scale of it was really interesting. And then, yeah, this year was obviously the biggest challenge. You run a travel business in a pandemic. How do you survive that? By having an incredible community. That has been like the biggest, amazing, most incredible moment to realize actually what I've done. It isn't about going on the trips, it's the community that's created from it, and the people who really resonate with our story and resonate with what we do and why we do it. So that's like, thank you to everybody who has supported us this year and meant that we can carry on and do the work that we're doing. But yeah, other challenges are being a founder. Oh my god, like, it's like a term that I feel really weird about, because I feel like it's really cringy and like, I'm an entrepreneur and I don't really like the word and it doesn't fit well with me, but it means that you're a leader. And I never considered myself a leader. I was just a woman doing her thing and getting people to do things. That was mainly my thing, was like, how do you inspire people to do something new? And there's incredible people out there who inspire through their stories. And I was like, I haven't done anything to really inspire people through my story. And I don't know if that doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't inspire me. I just want action. And so for me, it was, yeah, being a leader who created action. So it was being the person who created those opportunities for you to get involved in, rather than telling you what I've done. And that was one thing I found it hard to do, because everyone still wants to know my story. And I'm like, oh, it's not about me. It's about the people. It's the women who join us. They're gutsy girls, but it's not me. I think that was a really interesting challenge, is learning to fall into my role as a leader and, yeah, leader community. And yeah, all of the imposter syndrome you feel as a business owner. Women are renowned for having imposter syndrome. pretty heavily, and it's something that you face on a daily basis, and you have to make those decisions, and you have to be the leader, and you have to be strong even when you don't necessarily feel that way. So recently I've started to show my face on Instagram stories, which I've hated to do at the beginning, and now I've fallen in, not in love with it because I don't really love doing it, but I feel it's really important to show me and show what we're doing and why we do it. And I felt really uncomfortable about sharing my story because it is so, yeah, it's a personal part of my life. And, you know, I always, my drive has always been, it's about you and the community and what we can do to inspire each other through doing things together. So yeah, it was really weird. And I was like, oh God, are people going to expect that I'm going to be like absolutely ripped and this Wonder Woman who like knows how to surf and do all of the things that she sells and what the events are? And I am not an expert in any of it. I am not like a pro surfer the sport that I'm good at is paddleboarding. But I wouldn't even classify myself as a pro on that. Like I like to think I'm a jack of all trades. I'm like jack of all trades, master of none. I'm just about having fun and it's not about being the best. But I found it really hard to be, yeah, how do I be that person if people think that I'm going to be somebody different? And that was a really interesting barrier that I've broken this year and being like, actually, I am just me. And for me, like, it's about creating that space that's non-intimidating. And maybe me not being an expert is a non-intimidating thing. So I'm owning it. I'm owning my non-coolness and my quirkiness, and yeah, it's been an interesting journey. I have no idea what your question was now.
No, you don't, you nailed it, don't worry. I just wanted to pick up because I know it's something we chatted about before, but one of the things I think is really interesting what you're saying is that actually in a way it's that vulnerability and it's your own barriers and your own fears in a way that maybe mirrors the experience of a lot of the women that are coming on your adventures, and that in a way is what enables you to connect so well with them and why people keep coming back and wanting more. Actually, it is that willingness to go, because I think there's so much around adventure sports, and I talk about this a lot, that can seem so intimidating, that it's about looking the part, it's about being good at something, it's about achievement, and being often in a very male dominated environment which is competitive and feels it's quite hard to not get it right. And I know that's something that I've really experienced with the retreats that I've run, women who've come on, that actually, you know, just having a laugh, having that sense of fun is so important. And I'm just wondering your sort of thoughts on those sort of barriers, I guess, that you might have come up against working in this space and in this industry, and whether that's something that you've
definitely. Yeah, Gutsy Girls is really about removing barriers to adventure. Like, that has always been kind of the goal. It's like, okay, what is your barrier and how do you get past that, and what do we do to make that easier for you? And yeah, the outdoor and the adventure and all of the adventure sports and action sports and that, they all have this air of coolness. And it's like, it is those, you know, those surfer dudes, and, you know, they're beautiful and blonde and like ripped and they all know what they're doing, and it is intimidating. And like, so yeah, it is that coolness of like, how do I fit into that space? And everybody already knows the sport and knows what they're doing. For me, it's been really interesting to break down that barrier and be like, do you know what? You don't need to be cool to learn how to surf. You don't need to be cool to paddleboard. Also, you don't have to be the best at that as well. Like, it is really, for me, it's about having fun. And I'm reminding myself that as I get frustrated when I'm not catching enough waves and I haven't progressed my surfing this year. And I'm like, oh, there's always this need for progression in life. And it's actually like, actually, can't I just enjoy this moment and enjoy where I am in this journey of adventure sports? And I'm not going to be an expert because I don't have the time to dedicate that to my life to that. And also, I also really enjoy sitting on the sofa sometimes and watching Seinfeld. Like, I'm not like, my life isn't crazy adventurous. And that was part of my thing. I was like, oh my God, people think I'm always climbing mountains and stuff. It's like, no, on the weekend, sometimes I just don't want to leave my house. And it worked really well in the pandemic. It's been a really interesting thing, is to try and be like, do you know what? Come as you are. Come what fitness level you are, like, stop waiting to be like, oh, once I can run 5K, I'll do this. Or stop waiting until you're like, well, once I'm in this swimsuit size, then I'll feel confident to be in a paddleboard. No, just do it now. Like, I'm really trying to be an advocate for being like, just come as you are and be ready to just have fun. It doesn't matter how many times you fall in off the paddleboard, because I'll fall in more. It doesn't matter how scared of heights you are, and if you only climb halfway up, totally fine because you took that first step. Because for me, it's really about just taking that first step and finding something from that. And it's not about the top of the mountain. It's about the journey on the way up. So it's like, do you know what? Even if we don't reach the top and we get to the midpoint and we're like, do you know what? The weather's a bit crap. Let's just head back down. Because we had a great time and we'll end up in the pub and we'll have a beer and laugh about that. It's not about like the high end achievements. It's not like this is my end goal. It's about just starting. And that's the most important thing. And for me, that's what Gutsy Girls is about. It's about just starting. And we're like there to like hold your hand at the very beginning, even though we can't hold your hand at the moment because of the pandemic. We're socially distancing, hold your hand to get you going and realize that this is a really supportive and fun environment. Everyone always thinks that we're going to get frustrated by the person at the back. We're not. We're there at the back with you, right? It's not a race. It's about the journey, and the end point doesn't really necessarily have to exist. I mean, it has to exist if we have to go home, but it's not like we have to complete 20 kilometers. If we don't complete 20 kilometers, it's totally fine. Like, today is your day and your body, and as long as you've enjoyed the 15 kilometers we've done, that's enough.
So you touched on it there a little bit around what's coming next. And I know you've got a full on few months coming up, so not wanting to put any pressure on you, but where would you like to go? What are the next steps for Gutsy Girls?
Oh, wow. 1,000 ideas. So actually today is the day that I'm like, yes, I'm not doing too much more this year.
Yeah.
So you've asked on the right day. I'm learning to balance. Balance is one thing that I need to learn, is that I have no balance, mainly because I love my job. So I'm like, oh, but I get to work. But then I also know that I need downtime and I need time with my dog and boyfriend. The pandemic's been great for that. So yeah, what is next for Gutsy Girls? I mean, obviously adding even more adventures. So the adventures we create take a long time to develop. Because there's a lot of things that I consider, like responsible tourism is one of my main things. So responsible and sustainable tourism, if you're going to get on a plane, it needs to be the most worthwhile reason that you're getting on that plane and that you're investing your time with us. So yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into new adventures. So there'll be lots of new winter adventures, hopefully, and lots more cross-country skiing and a lot more sports that we're going to like kind of dive into and see what other sports we can make inclusive and really fun to get involved in. And then yeah, events across the country. I get the moment I'm like releasing new locations. So this year we added Bath and Bristol area to our community. So we've got hubs in London, Bath and Bristol and Northern Ireland. But the moment you do that, everyone's like, when are you coming to our city? I'm like, I'm coming, bear with me. It's just me. But yeah, that will be next year that we'll add some more like local events, because I know that not everybody can join us for a trip. And so for me, it's about how do we create those events where you can dip your toe in and have that first experience. I'm not saying that we're the only people doing it either. There's so many other great communities out there. But if you feel like actually maybe I want that first taster in that environment, then you can go and find other communities that fit your needs. So we're there to do that first little handhold and get you out. But yeah, across the country, hopefully. And then for me, I've realized how great our platform, our social media platforms are at having discussions. So yeah, using our social media platforms to really create a community on there. So if you can't join us on a trip, what kind of content can we share that will inspire you and have discussions? So yeah, we've had discussions now on body image. We've had discussions on being shy or an introvert, which I'm learning the intricacies of personality as well, because I'm not shy, but I'm definitely not an extrovert. So it's all of those, there's whole different things in that, which I'm learning about. And then, yeah, just creating that space where we can have a dialogue. So what's been great on our Instagram stories is I've opened it up and it's a discussion. So we get to share what we feel and what is our barrier. And then I ask you guys to answer how you've overcome your barrier. And it's just been this amazing space that we've actually managed to bring people together. And I was like, why didn't I do this at the beginning of the pandemic? Like, I avoided going online. I was like, oh no, we're not an online community, we're about meeting people in person. And now I'm realizing that actually, to be more accessible and inclusive, I have to use the online platforms as well to reach people who wouldn't necessarily be able to reach us.
That's so exciting. Oh my gosh, you've got so much coming up. If somebody is either interested in coming on one of your adventures or your experiences, or they're just thinking about maybe starting to live their life a little bit more adventurously or try something new, what's the one piece of advice you would give them?
Just get started. I am the biggest advocate for just doing it. Yeah, a lot of people always ask, how did you start Gutsy Girls? Like, what made you want to do it? I just did it, because I think we all think that we need to do something before we do something, right? There's always like, I need to have this in line, or I need to do this, or yeah. I think I managed because I got made redundant as a teacher. I was like, do you know what? Someone's taken away my plan, so I can just do anything. And I realized that actually we can just do anything in everyday life. We can just start. I'm terrible. I'm not going to lie. I can't always say that I'm the best advocate for this. I am always the person who's like, yeah, so start in the gym on Monday. It's like, why didn't you start on Wednesday? It's like, because you've got to start on Monday. It's like, I always like delay everything. And I'm that person when it comes to some things like that. So you just need to start. Like, I think work out, like for me, it's like work out what your barrier is. Question yourself as to what that barrier is and why you've got it. And then how do you overcome it? And then you can just start. If your barrier is, yeah, where do I start? Find somebody who is going to teach you how to paddleboard. And that's the other thing, like what Gutsy Girls is all about is doing things solo, because you're going to meet like-minded women. And that was one of the things that I always found. It was like, I really want to do this activity, but I've got no one to do it with. It was like, oh, my friend will do it with me, but they're free in like 4 months' time. So it was kind of like, do you know what? Just remove that barrier. You don't need to find somebody to do it with you. You can just find a community and a place where you can do it together. So yeah, just start is my one piece of advice.
Amazing. That's such fantastic advice. And if people want to find out more about Gutsy Girls and you, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Oh, promotional sales time. So yeah, we've got a Instagram account, which is at Gutsy Girls with a little underscore underneath. And then we've also, our website is www.gutsygirls.co.uk. And our Facebook page is also a really good place. It's just Gutsy Girls on Facebook. And you can find all of our events that are coming up and check out our Instagram stories and get involved in discussions, because that's really, yeah, what it's there for. And they're all anonymous. So it's the time that you can ask questions that you have always wanted to ask, and you will realize that everybody else is feeling the same way. So yeah, if you've got a barrier, let me know what it is and how I can remove it.
Fantastic. That is so amazing. Thank you so much, Natalie. It's been such a pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you so much for agreeing to join me, and look forward to seeing, so hopefully you'll get more people coming on your adventures too, but I really look forward to seeing where it goes as well.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Lovely to speak to you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. So there was so much in that conversation with Natalie that I could pick up on. I suppose the one thing I really wanted to pick up with, because it's been something I guess I've always been so aware of, is the image around some of these sports of coolness, that somehow you have to look the part or be the part, and there is a certain way to be in participating. And I know I've touched on this before, but I find it really fascinating, because I think especially as I get older and I'm conscious that I no longer, if I ever did, fit the image that many of these sports seek to portray, you can quite quickly start to feel as if you've lost your place or that you don't belong in the first place. And, you know, particularly with sports like surfing, where there is such a lifestyle element that's attached to it. And on one hand, it's really desirable to be by the beach, be outdoors, the health benefits and getting in the sea and all of those wonderful aspects that actually we really do want to be part of. But then there is a more insidious side, I think, which is that actually, unless you fit somehow with this beach culture, or unless you're exceptionally good at a particular sport, you shouldn't actually bother. And I know for myself that some of the best times I've had surfing been jumping around in the white water, or, you know, been out with friends, or I might have had a session where I've been absolutely smashed to bits, but feel that I've pushed myself in some way. Or I've seen a beautiful view as I've sat on my surfboard and just bobbed out in the waves and looked back towards the shore and just thought how lucky I am to be able to be out in this environment. And that's something that I am really keen to bring forward with this podcast and with the conversations I'm having, that we all have a place, that it's not defined by what we look like or what we're good at. We just need to get out there with our goofy grins and our seaweed hair, or, you know, stumping through the mud in our less than perfect boots, just getting out there and giving it a go. And that's where the sheer joy comes from. Anyway, please do engage with Natalie on her Instagram account and her conversations and get in touch. And I really hope you get out. I'm hoping to get out, enjoy one of her adventures with Gutsy Girls really soon. And in the meantime, if you want to find out more about the podcast or let me know what you thought of the episode, please do get in touch. You can find me on Instagram, Resilience at Work. You can join our Facebook group, Everyday Adventure Club. or visit my website, drop me a line. It's resiliencework.co.uk. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you again next week when we'll have another wonderful guest to speak to you. I'll speak to you then. Bye.